This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back as we continue to weed our way through the lawsuit that's been filed against Sean Diddy Combs by Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones being a producer on the Love album, and the allegations in this are truly shocking, extremely criminal. If true, that's probably why there is now a federal criminal investigation into some of these allegations against Sean Diddy Combs. We're going to try and wrap this up in this segment because it gets into a lot of legalese here going forward. So I'm going to summarize some of this for you, and we're not just going to keep repeating the same things. Ninth cause of action here is aiding, abetting, and inducing sex trafficking venture in violation of the trafficking victims. Mr. Jones incorporates by reference everything that was stated before and then lists the defendants again. The crimes that defendants Lucian Charles, Grange, Ethiopia, Hadbert, Merriam, Motown Records, Love Records, Universal Music Group, aided and abetted Mr. Combs perpetrating of coercive sex trafficking in violation of U.S. code. It basically is going through all of this again and stating that they knew what was going on. They knew that this was illegal and should not have taken place. And goes into, again, great legalese detail, talks about use of force, threats of force, fraud, coercion, and combination of means to cause Mr. Jones damage. And some of the people have also being underage as well. As we go through that, we get down to another section, the 10th clause, need for sexual assault against defendant Jane Doe 1, young Miami's cousin. It basically states the same thing. Damages, 11th cause. Again, this one for the sexual assault and Mr. Combs being aware of it. And then another 12th cause of action for sexual assault from Jane Doe number 1, and that they were aware of it. This is for different sexual experiences. Acts performed, and as listed here, a lot of legalese. And then we go to the 14th cause of action, knowing the beneficiary in a sex trafficking venture in violation of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. This is going in and stating that these defendants reasonably should have known that Diddy was doing these things. The cash that defendants Lucian Charles, Grange, Ethiopia, had Marion, Motown Records, Love Records, and Universal Music Group provided and went far beyond providing routine sponsorship, partnership, and employer compensation for a subordinate. It was far from routine for defendant Lucian Charles, Grange, Ethiopia, Hadbert, Marion, Motown Records, Love Records, and Universal Music Group to provide substantial sums of cash per year to Mr. Combs, who did not have an apparent legitimate need for such extravagant sums. The sheer numbers of listening parties, yacht parties, and nighttime writers' camp after parties, which defendant Lucian Charles Grange, Ethiopia, Hadbert Merriam, Motown Records, Love Records, and Universal Music Group sponsored, went far beyond norm for the music industry. Defendant Lucian Charles Grange, Ethiopia, Habertman, Motown Records, Love Records, Universal Music Group knew or should have known that they were feeding Mr. Combs sexual deviancy. Moreover, the circumstances in which Mr. Combs was requiring such large sums were far from routine and should have raised numerous red flags, taking it well outside of routine circumstances. And that's essentially where this section goes. It continues to talk about just reasonable expectations and understanding what he was up to and the various lawsuits that have plagued him for the last 20 some years and basically harboring Diddy, letting him do what he's going to do. And as we had heard earlier from the assistant, allegedly said, well, you know, that's going to be him. Sean's going to be Sean. But it goes through basically all of the allegations that we have talked about in our conversation here and just says, look, here's why you all should have known. And it goes into detail why each defendant would have known or likely reasonably should have known based on their relationship to Sean Combs. And it's a long list. It goes on and on and on, talking about all of the things that have been alleged already, the recruiting, the participation, and it goes into great detail. Then you have the 15th cause of action, obstructing of the enforcement of the Trafficking Victim Protection Act. Defendant Lucien Charles Grange, Ethiopia Habertman, Motown Records, Love Records, Universal Music Group, and its officers and employees knowingly and intentionally obstructed, attempted to obstruct, interfered with, and prevented the enforcement of this U.S. code. The activity herein referenced to collectively simply as obstruction. It lists them all. Again, this is they violated Chapter 77, Title 18. Defendants violated this directly, proximately, and forcibly harmed Mr. Jones by directly resulting him to corrosively being caused to engage in these acts in many ways. It goes into the same details that we've heard before, but spells it out in very legalese detail, if you will, about nobody reporting anything. And again, just basically letting Diddy be Diddy. He's going to do what he's going to do. So what's being asked for at the end here? The plaintiff prays that the court enter judgment in their favor and against the defendants containing the following relief. A declaratory judgment that the actions, conduct, and practices of defendants complained of herein violate the laws of New York State. An award of damages against defendant and an amount to be determined at trial plus pre-judgment interest to compensate plaintiff for all monetary and or economic damages, including but not limited to loss of past and future income, wages, compensation, seniority, and other benefits of employment. An award of damages against defendant in an amount to be determined at trial plus pre-judgment interest to compensate plaintiff for all non-monetary and or compensatory damages, including but not limited to compensation for mental anguish, humiliation, embarrassment, stress and anxiety, emotional pain, suffering, emotional distress, an award of punitive damages in an amount to be determined at trial, pre-judgment interest on all amounts due, an award of costs that plaintiff has incurred in this action, including but not limited to expert witness fees, as well as plaintiff's reasonable attorney's fees and costs to the fullest extent permitted by law, and such other and further relief as the court may deem just and proper. That is the demand. That is the lawsuit. That is the 73 pages as best as we can get through them. It's a lot to take in. And if you made it through all of it, thank you. Good job. I think I was going to. But clearly, if you're wondering, why did federal authorities raid Diddy's home? Take a look at that. Take a look at the Cassie lawsuit as well. They got good reason to believe there's a lot of darkness going on in the land of Diddy. We'll continue to cover this for you here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. You can also follow specifically this case if you'd like. If you want to search The Downfall of Diddy, that's available wherever you download podcasts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching and listening, and stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.